Chulin, Perek Beis, Mishnah Zayin. Hashechet l'nochri, shchitosik sheru. What does it mean he's shechting for a goy? Why would he shecht for a goy? I don't know. The Pasha says that it means it's not a kosher shchita. He's killing the animal. He's doing a job for him. He's a butcher. So he's killing the animal b'tzivui ha-goy, except he's doing it like a maisa shchita. The chshash over here is that maybe the goy has in mind that the shchita should be lavoy dezara. We've discussed this before. There's a crossover between shchitas chulin and shchitas kochim. More so by a goy, if one of their avoidis in legabi avoidizara is the shchita of a behemah, a ritual slaughter, l'shem avoidizara. The shaila is over here. The yid is certainly shechting it without any bad thoughts. But what happens if the goy is thinking that it's lavoy dezara? The Tanakhama is saying that the Pashtus is not. The Stom is that he's not thinking about avoy dezara. Rabbi Lezer poisel. Rabbi Lezer holds that you have to nem on. I don't know if it's a Stomiest that the goy is thinking about avoy dezara. And maybe this is only Amolu Gitzaiten. It's mentioned in the sugis that goyim were adukim b'avoy dezara. You have such a dinim also in Maseches avoy dezara. Mashen ken hayoyim, a goy is thinking avoy dezara. But where the society would be that a goy would be adukim avoy dezara, if you think about avoy dezara, you have to nemon that he's doing lav shem avoy dezara. The chiddush over here is that even though the yid is the one who's actually doing the maisa, the goy's machshava can aser the maisa of the person who's doing it for him. Obviously, if a person shechting a behemah, somebody standing next to him and thinking whatever malicious thoughts he wants to think, the machshava of a bystander is meaningless. Over here we're talking about a shliach and a mishalech. The yid is shechting the goy's behemah. And because of that, the goy's machshava has a power to define the shechita because the shechita is being done for him. It's a tremendous chiddush. Dovah shalai matzinu in kochim, in the world of kochim, that a machshava of anybody else besides the one who's doing the actual avodah could pass the carbon. And over here we find it. The chiddush, a kochim dike chiddush, which seems to be, we'll read the Mishnah, would be true by kochim as well, and we don't find the Maseches Zvachim and Menachos. Now let's see how the Mishnah says it. First, the Mishnah brings the actual context of how Rabbi Lezer said what he said. Again, the Machlokes Rabbi Lezer and the Tanakama, the Pashtus is not in this chiddush, but it's just whether we say that Stam Goy is Oduk Lavetz Kechov. So, Om Rabbi Lezer, Afilu Shchoto Sheyoich Lanochi Mechatsa HaKovet Shelo. Even if the Yid shecht it, only for the Goy to eat one small piece, why the Mishnah speaks out here, says HaKovet? Because that was a chelik that they brought for avodah zarah. It says a kovet is a chelik, incidentally, by karbonos that was hukar l'gavei mizbeach, and that was the shteger that they would bring that avodah zarah. So if the goy is thinking about that avodah zarah, even a chelik hamud b'yoser psula, why shestam machshav es nochri avodah zarah? So the goy, if he has his hands on the chatz of kovet, he's thinking about machshavas of avodah zarah. Now listen how the Mishnah Cheshmes out this chelik of the koyach hamachshava of the owner of the behemah, the mishaleach, and the shaila is only technically whether his mind is oduk lemachshavas avodah zarah or not. Now that the Mishnah says that the Tana Rabbi Yosi is chelik on the whole premise. Om Rabbi Yosi kavachay madvarin uma b'mokim shamachshava paiseles with his adin machshava paiseles, namely in kochim with his pigal and shalay lishma b'mukdoshim. And still, ein hakoil hoylich el acha oivid. It's pashut by Rabbi Yosi that the only one whose machshava helps to create a machshavas psul is only the one who is doing the avoda, not the owner of the carbon. If the owner is standing on the side and he's thinking oila, and the one who's doing the avoda, the kohen, is thinking shlomim, we only rechen zich with the machshava of the oivid. Mokim she'ena machshava paiselus, where machshava in is bechlal not a factor, which is bechulin. There's no machshava. Ain't it din shaloy yehi hakol hoylech el acha shoychit? That's only on the one who's doing the actual shchita. The shchita is chulin. Now, the way we just read the Mishnah in Pashtus, what it's saying is that there is no idea bechlal of machshava ha poiseles by shchita is chulin. That's not true. we just said that if somebody would teshecht a behema, chulin, and he's thinking l'shem avodah zara, it becomes takrevis avodah zara. And that's what we're discussing here. We're not discussing poiselus with a chalois of pigush l'alishma, we're discussing a chalois of takrevis avodah zara. So what's the Mishnah saying? There's no makshevis chulin. There's no makshevis paslus of kachman chulin, obviously. But it has its own passion. And we're comparing the merits, the koyach of the bailim to asr. So what's the Mishnah saying? So because of that, you look at the Rav. The Rav is an arichus. Comes from the Gemara. Al pi Rashi's pshat. And daf lam and teslam veis in the sugi. What the Mishnah means to say is like this. By mugdoshim, part and parcel of the essential every avoyde in kochim is that there's a makshav apoyselis. Namely, shchita kabola halachas rika. Every one of the avoydes, which is avoydes adam, that shafts the ritzui of the korban, has a din of machshav apoyselis. Not so by chulin. By chulin, it's only the Gemara brings psukim that by takrevis avodah zara, there's a pasuk zaveach lelehim yochrom, pasuk pashtim mishpatim, that teaches us that there's a craft of machsheves avodah zara by shchito, and then there's another pasuk that the Gemara brings balasich neskeim midam, is putting the dam nesach, pouring the dam on the mizbeach, would also have avodah zara, but kabbalah halacha not. And the Gemara, or rather the Mishnah, based on the Gemara, is proving from that, that it's not part and parcel or integrally of Chulin. There happens to be certain things in Chulin which do cross wires into Takrav Zavad Zor, but not that Be'etim Sizazoy. That seems to be what the Gemara is saying. Now the Pashtus, we just said the Gemara with the Knech, the Pashtus of the Gemara is, well, it just means to say, by Shchitas Chulin, it's only Shchita with Zvikas Adam, it's only two Avoidois, Masha'enkin by Dam Kochim, Shchita Kabbalah Elok, it's four. So Mele, Shchitas Kochim is more Shaykh to Machshava Paiselis. That being said, the Kasha is that it's not true by Shchitas Chulin either, because by Shchitas Chulin, besides for the Shchita and the Zviko, making Takrevis Avoidah Zara, there's also Haktorah. If somebody were to take a chelik chas v'sholom of a behema, and it were to be makrivit l'avoy d'zor, it also becomes takrevis avoy d'zor. That's haktorah, it's not only shchita and zrika. So what are you going to say? You're going to say, because the haktorah wouldn't asur up the whole behema. The haktorah would asur, for instance, let's say somebody took a chelev of a behema that he shechted chulin. What do you do with the chelev? Sell to a guy, throw it out, you can't eat it. And instead, Rachman al Tzlan is makdit lavoy dezor. It doesn't ask up the rest of the behemoth, the other chalokim of the body of the behemoth that are lying around. Whatever is wukrav is takrovis, whatever not is not. So that's not a relevant factor. But the truth of the matter is that's also not so pashut. Because the zrika also, somebody goes down to Empire Chickens and he shechts a chicken. Rachman al Tzlan, then he takes some of the dam and he's makrivit lavoy dezor. Does that ask the whole behemoth? No. The Zvika said dam is something he did to the dam. His chayv skiller. It has absolutely nothing to do with the chicken that they're now cutting into pieces and putting on the conveyor belt to sell to a customer in Bar Park. One has nothing to do with the other. So it's a little bit hard to understand exactly what the Mishnah is saying. So that's why we give that knage where the fact that it's in Shchita Kabbalah Halacha Zvika by Mugdoshim just tells us that an integral part of Kochim is the Machshova Sa'ovid, not so by Chulin. There's a separate parsha called Takrav Zavayt Zor, has nothing to do with, it's not Bimahus, part of the Shchitas Chulin. This is what seems to come out of the Rishonim. Look at Reb Kivega over here, his Mitzayin, the Kashis, on the way we read, which is the way the Rav explains, and that seems to be part of the Kavona of the Rishonim in the Gemara. So the sum total of what Rav Yossi is saying is that by machsheves ha-bailim of a behema which is chulin, machsheves ha-bailim should not play a role. And the shaila is the Tanakama, we'll call Reb Lezer, there's a Tanakama with Reb Lezer. What exactly was the Tanakama who was chulik on Reb Lezer? What did he hold? Reb Lezer clearly holds that machsheva pasels of the bailim of the behema legabit hakrevis avodah zara yesh lodav. There's a mokum to say that the Tanakama Reb Lezer is maskim by kochim that the machshova of the bailim of the korban plays a role. because he's the Baal HaKorban. The Chalois, the Ritzu, the Korban, is Al Shmoy. So Mel, he has the power to mess up the Korban also by putting in Shalal Shmoy Bigel. It's only by Chulin. What does the Bailus of the Behema have to do with the fact that the Behema is now not Nevelu? So what is the person standing on the side? Is the Bailus, what is the Chalois in a Behema that Shekhtar because it belongs to? Let's say I walk into somebody's barn in the middle of the night, and in the dead of the night, I shecht 100 chickens that are in his barn. There's absolutely nothing wrong with the meat. It's all kosher v'yosher. You want to call me a mazik, a ganiv, we can learn brother kama. But as far as, say, the kochim is concerned, it's of no consequence. The meat is all geshachten. The bailus of the owners, the ownership of the behemis, or the oifis that are shecht, they have no shaykhis to the discussion. So Mele would be shocked to say that Tanakam is masking in Kochim that's a meaningful machshava peiselis, the machshava of the bystander who happens to be the owner because the korban is al shmoy, the ritzer, the chalois of the korban is al shmoy, he's the miskaper, etc. Like we've spoken about in Zvachim and Menorchus. Not so meshchit as chulin. Or we could say that the Tanakama argues on the whole Yisoid. He holds that the machshava of the one who's not here is garnished, which is the loshen of Rabbi Yossi, where Rabbi Yossi says, and that's true by Kachem as well. So this is a back and forth in the Gemara, how to read this Mishnah. Of course, we paskin, like the Stomius and the Mishnais in Zvochim and Menachos Bim Koimon, that there is no machshava of the owner who's not the Oivid. The machshava ha-peiselis is ach v'rak, the machshava ha-peiselis of the Oivid, not the owner who's standing by. That's the Yisoid Musa and Gan say the Kachem. We'll just say over one kasha, famous Veltz kasha, there's a sefer Gvuras Lishmoinim, with 80 different eifanim of how to be metaz this kasha. This is a Veltz kasha, the sefer is written by Rabbi Yosef Engel, one of the Goinei Kadmoinim. And the kasha goes like this. We're describing a shita that holds by a korban, at least, does the Tamagan hold not, or yet hold not that way, but by kochim certainly there is a shita in our Mishnah, that holds that the machshava of the bailum passes a carbon. In Cain, a person can bring a carbon oiler, and the kehanim shechtit, kabbalah, halacha, zrika, they mak the chalav, they're giving out the iris, and really the whole time the carbon is possible. Catastrophe. Why? Because the bailum was thinking machshava poiselis, machshava mefagelis, and it's chal, the carbon is not a carbon, and meanwhile they're doing the whole avodah, carbon chatos. The Rachman and the Kahanim are sitting in the Azorah and they're being oivid by eating Kahanim Eichlim, Bailam Eskapim, and really the carbon is a carbon apostle. So, yeah, that's true. You could always have that. Nobody will ever know the difference. The Bailam apostles. So, okay. That could be by any carbon. There's one carbon where that possibility creates a very difficult halacha to understand. And that is by a Mincha Soita. The halacha is that when you learn Mincha Soita, is that in order for the Mayim HaMa'orim, which is the more famous part of Masechet Soita, to work when they test her and they give her the waters of the Efer Soita to drink, before that she has to bring, the husband has to bring with her a carbon Soita. It's a mincha. And that mincha Soita is a carbon. It has all the dinim of Shalai Lishma and pickles. It's a carbon chata, so it has Shalai Lishma pasels. The problem is that the Mayim HaMa'arim will never be accurate, it will never be boidiker, unless the carbon is kosher. So we have a woman, she doesn't want, if she's guilty, she was Mizana Tachas Bailo, she doesn't want the Mayim to have the power to test her. So, but what can you do? You mashke her Bal Korcho. And if she doesn't want to drink the water, her husband will have to be Magasha, she's a self-excited. She was Misiaka with another man. Ah, Poshteitza. She could go through the process, walk the walk, talk the talk, drink the water, and the water is not going to be baidiker because she was mechashiv, she's a lamdin, she learned in Brisk, and she's mechashiv, a machshava, shalei lishma, bishas havoas mincha soite, she's doch the bailim, and if she's the bailim, she passels. It comes out, you just knocked out the whole pasha soite according to this mandama. Hoya leisir. Now, look how there's a pasha teretz. Taisus in three places in Shas, the beginning of Zvochim, Menochis, and Bava Metzia, there seems to be a shaila, machshova hapoiselis. Is it a machshova, or does it have to be spoken out? Is a machshova levad pasling a carbon, or it has to be spoken out, it has to be bediba in order to shafa pasels in a carbon? If it's bediba, so the answer is you stand with an eagle eye, and you watch her lips,
and you make sure that she doesn't utter a sound. Even according to this mandama, you could watch her. But if it's all b'machshava, only the Rebbeinu Shlomo's yedei machshavos. This is a Veltz kasha, like we said, the Gruz Lishmonim wrote a whole sefer. One of the main thrusts of how to deal with this kasha, we'll just mention one, and he has different efanim of working with this idea, is that this, that the Rishonim have a tzad, like we said, it's one tzad in the Tosfos, that a machshava l'chud passels without dibur, is only because it's being done by the Ovid. When a person is doing a maisa, shchita kabbalah elocha zrika, and he has a machshava, the machshava could direct the maisa, and then the machshava is chal in the maisa. But according to the Tana of Al-Mishnah, halloy, the case that we're talking about is the woman standing on the side, and she's thinking, she's not doing anything, her hands are folded. The kohen is doing the maisa avoida, and the bailim is mechashev. That being said, that machshava definitely won't work. But for the tzad and Tana and our Mishnah, with somebody standing on the side without a maisa and thinking paslos, that for sure needs a dibur, and then the kasha is not shre. That would be one basic thought process. So this is the Mishnah. It's a very fundamental Mishnah in say the Kotchim. It happens to show up over here in Chulin. We'll just mention one more point. If you look at the Rambam and Pirush Mishnayis in the first parak, we mentioned Biktzora, but now's the time to speak it out. The Rambam seems to have that a goy's shchita, the Rambam seems to accept that a goy, even a goy who's not mamish thinking l'shem avodah zarah, theoretically, a goy's shchita would not be an avela. I mean, it's not like the raid that we said in the first perek, where we learned the sugis and we learned the mefarshim, that say that a goy is not a bazvicha, therefore he doesn't have a kech to shafa chaloy's head to shchita, and when he shechts a behemah, it'll be nevela ma'amutz, metama b'mago b'maso. Seems to be the passion in the Mishnah. The Rambam, Epirush HaMishnayis, seems to accept. It's not clear how that stems with the Mishnah. All the Mefarshim HaMatmiya. The Rambam seems to repeat himself in the Yad, that even a goy who's not thinking l'shem avoy dezorah, the Torah is made that a goy is be'etzem shaykh avoy dezorah. So his shchita is enough shaykh avoy dezor, even though there's no overt conscious thinking about avoy dezor, it's enough l'shem avoy dezor to be mafkir the shem meister shchita legabei. That's not going to be matter l'achilo, even though it won't be mitama benevelo. How to understand that? And what the Rambam is saying is you have to look at the Achrayim. There's a lot of raid on this. Very, very difficult Rambam. Just pointing it out in this context, because the Rambam is making some type of middle position. Legabi, a stomach the shchita of a goy is the shem avay dezora enough that at least there won't be a shchita that will be matel achila. It won't make it mamish that krovis avay dezora, which is the subject of our Mishnah. That not, but on legabi the hetar achila that yeah, tzorichin and gochel. Mishnah Ches is a shlom to what we just discussed, even though ostensibly it seems to be hilchas avodah zarah, but there's a knach over here, specifically legabi hilchas shchita. Hashoychet l'shem horim, he's shechting a behemah rachman al tzlan, and he's shechting it, he's worshipping forces of nature that goyim would worship to. Horim, gvois, the hills, the valleys, the mountains, l'shem yamim, l'shem nahorois, the oceans and the rivers, l'shem midborois, these are all forces of nature. Shchitas epsula. Now the Mishnah says shchitas epsula. It does not mean exactly the same thing as the word psula in the previous Mishnah. The previous Mishnah, where the shoychit was mechashel l'shem avayt zoro, in that case, the bailim, according to the Tana Mechudashes of the previous Mishnah, that creates that the behema is not a carbon. We're talking about chulin. It's takrevis avayt zoro. Takrevis avayt zoro is not the pshat just that it's also ba'achila. It's also Bahano. It's like Krevs of Edzar. It's Dinim of Edzar. It has to be burnt. Mashenkin, what we're talking about over here, Shchitas Epsulim, we just mean that the Shchita is not Machshir, it's not Matal Achila. What's the difference? There's a halacha that the Gemara learns out, the Gemara has it by us, but it's really a Vedzordik, is that anything that's worshipped to, anything that's Hukrav, is Takrevs of Edzar, it's also Bahano. But the Pasuk says, this is the pasuk in Parshas Ekev Dachzach. Hashatim Yoshim Oisim Misaleheim Alehorim Horomim Valagvois V'Sachas Kolei Tziranon. So Chazal learn out that the only din of Abay Ta'abdun, that everything has to be destroyed of Avay Dezorah, is only what Chazal call Eleheim Alhorim.
Hashatim Yoshim Oisim Salehem, their gods or their supposed gods, Elehem Al Horim, but not Horim Elehem, not where they worship the har itself. It means the Gemara is Memayit. Gemara Avodah Zarah says anything that's Mechubal LeKarka cannot have a Shem HaKrevis Avodah Zarah. If somebody bows down, a Shoyte bows down to Mount Everest, Mount Everest doesn't become Asa. Somebody asks a tree, somebody bows down to a tree, it does not become Asa. But no. It's only if somebody bows down to something which is Tolush, a Getchka, then it becomes Asa Bano. Nishno Adem. But the Rishonim explain that the Tosefes Knech over here is, we're not talking about where the Har is becoming Asa Bano. That for sure doesn't become Asa Bano. We're talking about, can the Behema that was Shechted for the Har, does that have a Shem Takovitz of Edzor? And that the Rishonim says, well, this is the way the Rav learns the Mishnah, that does not become Asa Bano. It does not have a Din Takrevs of Edzor. However, since Be'etzem, Be'cheftza, the Shechita, was a Shechita of Avodah Zarah, it's not Matel Achila. And Hamikraim Darsheni, because L'chor, the Din of Avodah Zarah is a Din Takrevs of Avodah Zarah. If it's not Takrevs of Avodah Zarah, because it's Gzeza Kosov, then what is it? It's a regular Shechita. We're not talking about a Korban. Korban, you can tell me that the same way there's Machshav HaPeselis, of Machshav Shalei Lishmo and Pigel and so on. So also if it's Machshav HaPeselis, it's not Shechitas Karbonis. But Shechitas Chulin, what's the difference? You see over here another case in point that there's an overlap and that the Shechitas HaPeselis Zorah is Mafkia, the shame Shechita of Chulin. This, Rabbi Isai, is the Haskola of understanding the Rambam that we previously mentioned. The Rambam holds that every Goy, even if he's not an active Bal Avodah Zarah, the regular Goy of today, not Bal Avodah Zarah. However, since a Goy Be'etzim Reshakta Avodah Zarah, he didn't stand by Hasinai, Be'etzim, he believes in false gods. So Memele, even if he's not worshipping them befoil, his Shechita is a Shechita Avodah Zarah Be'cheftza. It's not Takrevis Avodah Zarah, but it's not a Shechita Ksher. Be'etzim, maybe a guy could shecht, he'd be able to be matir. But a guy shechita savoy dezor. Again, how it stems with the sugis and how it stems the Mishnah without being miyash of anything. But just the thought process. The Mishnah over here is saying a tremendous dvachidish. That a shechita lavoy dezor, even if it's not chal Hashem avoy dezor, but it's a shechita avoy dezor. Shechita avoy dezor is a steer to shechita's fulim. It's not matal lachim. This is a tremendously powerful thought, but it's a very yisoyedistik and nekuda. There isn't a consensus of what we were mechadish in this Mishnah that even a shoychet behema l'shem avodah zarah also has the mirut of horem elehem and it doesn't become asa bano. Other Rishonim, it seems to me with the Rambam, the Ran, the Rishonim will bring such a shita, they hold that no. Be'etzem if you shecht the behema l'shem avodah zarah, the elehem, then Avada would become. Even though the Horim themselves, if they bow down to, don't become Asa Bano, the Behema that shechted for the Horim does. We're talking over here where he didn't really mean to serve the Har. He's just shechting as like a superstition, but it's not really worshipping. Ayin the Ran explains this thought process. The first way, the way we explain, that's the way the Rav explains it. So that's the Tut Stodim over here in the Mishnah. And again, there's the Chelik of the Mishnah being a hashlama to what we discussed before about Shechitas Chulin and Shechitas Kachim.